Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspector Gadgets. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, Christopher Lim, digital editor at the Business Times. Now, like I said, we probably should have been doing this a long time ago, right, Christopher?
Yes, because, I mean, clean air, you should have clean air in your house and your office, wherever.
However, I never thought that there were that many options. I kind of thought you go to the store and maybe they'd have one brand in and two variations of it. But apparently, I was very wrong. So you are going to educate me right now.
Yeah, they're more than ever. And actually, an interesting brand that I've been checking out, I think they're based in Hong Kong, is Aura Beats. So they have two interesting air purifiers. Aside from the mechanics itself, what's really interesting is they claim that their patent-pending silver-ion air filter technology actually eliminates COVID-19 from the air in just half an hour, 30 minutes. So that's pretty impressive. Again, this is their claim. Don't vouch for that. But, I mean, that would be very, very handy. Because they've got two models. They've got one that's tiny, right, that you can actually put in your car or put on your desk. And they have a big one that you can put in your office or put at home that, you know, sort of purifies, stays in one place and purifies the whole room or the whole house if you don't have a big house. Yeah. It's interesting. So, yeah, the big one, right?
How big 1,000, is big?
Okay. How big is big? It's about the size of a paper shredder or, I guess, half a dustbin. Yeah,
okay.
Half a dustbin.
And this is for the whole house?
It's not huge. Its coverage range is up to 50 square meters, right? So I just tested it in two rooms. And it has an auto setting. So this is the thing. I actually have a big hospital-grade air filter, thanks to my brother. He bought it for me years ago. And that's sort of fixed settings. It's either really low or high or really powerful airflow, and it's really loud, right? Apparently, and it's not just unique to Aura Beats, everybody has this. The trend these days is automation. There's sensors that sense if it needs to ramp up, and then it gets really loud, and then when the air is clean, it quietens down again. And that's kind of handy because my family members don't like a loud Hoover-sounding, you know, vacuum cleaner-sounding air filter on all the time. So it's kind of handy. And the sensor works very well, so just keep it on. Ordinarily, it's whisper quiet. When there are particles in the air or it senses there are particles in the air, all of a sudden it ramps up and becomes noisy for the duration it needs to clean the air. So it's kind of handy, yeah? And $1,099, $1,099.
Is that like the most expensive one that you've got for me?
Today, yeah. Pretty much for today anyway. So that's top of the line. But remember, aside from the whole sensors and automation, the claim is that Aura Beats, patent-pending silver-ion air filter technology, is able to filter, disinfect, and sterilize the air and therefore eliminate COVID-19 in just 30 minutes. So it really does that's kind of handy. But I did mention there's a smaller one, right? There's the AG Plus Portable, $269. It's about the size of, you know, those portable coffee mugs, yeah, so that they fit in a cup holder in your car, right? And it connects, you know, it comes with a USB cable, so connect it via USB. And the coverage range is up to 7 square meters, which is perfect for your car or your work cubicle or work area, really. And it's pretty effective. It comes with the same sort of filter, the silver ion air filter technology that's supposed to kill COVID-19. And it works pretty well as a general purpose air filter as well. Kind of handy.
All right. Okay. Now, yeah. One is $1,099 and one is $269. But
yeah.
One is for the house and one is for a much smaller space, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it works very well in the car. The smaller one works very, very well in the car, although it doesn't seem to have quite the same level of automation, since that when it turns on, it's audible. So it's not as quiet as the one for the house. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, a lot of people are probably already thinking or already have bought these things. But if they're anything like me, they would have been mystified by the range and what they should be looking out for. So what actually should they be looking out for?
Okay, well, the size of the area you need covered, right? And there are these specs that if you look for them, for example, the Orbi AG Plus, the big, the full-size one, 50 square meters, go look at your house or the area needs to be covered. Is it too big? There's no such thing as too small, but is the area too big for, are you buying something that's too small for the big area you want to cover? That sort of thing. And also, you need to know if you can live. I mean, it sounds like a trivial thing, but you need to know if you can live with the sound and vibration. Try and go down to, you know, your Best Buys and Harvey Normans and see if you can give it a whirl to see if you can stand the sound. Some people can't stand the sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you have more than that, just this brand. Oh. You have
yeah,
Ruins.
I mean, we have a few others.
I actually spoke to, I think, the gentleman who owned this company not too long ago.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about the gadget.
Are they Korean?
I can't remember. I just remember the name of the company.
I think they're Korean. Actually, they're famous for doing water filters.
Mm.
But now they also do air purifiers. So the Ruins Classic Air Purifier, the WHA500, goes for $854.93. So basically, it's $799 before GST. After GST, it's almost $855. What's interesting about their air purifier, besides the fact that it does the usual, it's got automated sensor, it's got HEPA filters, which, I mean, pretty much standard. You need a HEPA filter in any decent air filter, with the exception of AG Plus, they have their own filter. But the what sets them apart is they have a mood light. So a lot of these filters come with light to let you know that it's activated. This one is not just an afterthought light. It's actually one of these mood lighting things that you use as a light to give ambience to a room or to a part of the house. So that's important to you. I mean, worth checking out to see if you like the whole mood lighting. Yeah.
Is it any quieter, do you think?
Okay, this one I haven't tried. When these things are running at full speed, as in full suction power, all of them will be audible. The question is how effective is the automated sensor so that it shuts down and doesn't need to be loud? I don't know. Haven't tried that yet. I mentioned Philips. Philips also has air purifiers. They also have automation. Philips is it's a brand people will know. I haven't tried it yet. Again, they have automation there. Their 3000i series goes for $689. So did I mention? Yeah, the Ruins, it's $855 roughly. So the Philips 3000i series is $689. That's, again, one step lower in terms of price range.
Mm-hmm.
And also it has a sensor. And I think this is sort of or standard now. I really didn't know this until I started looking around and testing the AG and the Aura-B, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these will have sensors so that they're not just blasting full blast, but they will blast if they need to.
So they sense if they need to.
They sense if they need to. They have sensors built in, and when you actually tested this, if you have stuff on you, talcum powder, you walk by some of these filters, they will detect. It's almost offensive. You're like, what?
I must clean this.
Yeah, no, I'm not that smelly. I'm not that dusty. But it doesn't. I know. Yeah, if you are filthy or really dusty, you walk past the air filter, it will, go full blast. They work. Yeah.
All right, then. Yeah. Now, everyone in Singapore has got at least one Samsung and or LG appliance. So does Samsung and or LG make these gadgets as well?
Yeah, I tell you, the LG one really, really interests me. It's not available yet. They showcased it at IFA, electronic show recently. But now LG will be rolling out its PuriCare wearable air purifier. So I couldn't get them to tell me how much it would cost or when it will become available. But it's exciting simply because it's a wearable air filter. So what does it look like? It's like you're a mask, a big mask. Yeah. And there are two HEPA filters inside, and it filters stuff. Or you have to charge it, of course. There's a built-in chargeable battery, which will last up to 8 hours in low speed or 2 hours at high speed. And you're walking around with...
Did you say motorized mask, as in on your face?
Yeah, yeah. So it's actually motorized. So instead of having a passive filter, so most of us, all of us have to wear masks these days, right? Most of us, I would say, yeah, still all of us would be using these passive filters in the sense that it's a cloth, a substance put over you. No, this is a machine. It's a miniaturized air purifier that sits on your face and then actively purifies air, and then you breathe through it, which is kind of interesting.
So you did say a big mask. So are you going to look like Bane or something?
You look very much like Bane from you know, Nolan's Batman movies. Actually, you look very, very much like Bane, which, hey, for some people, is actually a plus. Yeah.
Are you suggesting that I'm not good looking enough to be Bane mask-free?
I am not going to fall for that trap. I'm just going to plow on and note that this seems like the real deal, that it's not just a gimmick. Besides having the HEPA filters, there's also what LG calls the UV nano sanitation technology. It's basically this UVC LED light technology that, in addition to filtering, this actually kills germs. So it's a UVC light system that eliminates germs in just 30 minutes, half an hour as well, on your face. So this could be quite a hit. It depends on how well it actually works, obviously, and it depends on the big question, how much does it cost? I have no idea. But if it's sanely priced, think about it. It's a full-blown filtration, air filtration machine you wear on your face. And so for some people like me, I actually think it looks cool.
So if what you're saying is, if it was not too incredibly expensive, then it would be something I would see on your face the next time I saw you at work.
It could well be, because remember I mentioned there are two HEPA filters, so it filters. In addition to filtration, there's this UV nano, UVC light system that will then kill germs as well. So it's two steps. There's filtration, and then there's germ killing because of this UV light system that's built into this mask that sits on your face. You don't have to wear a backpack. You will not look like a Ghostbuster. It's just something that sits on your face.
Right. Okay.
And it has a built-in battery.
You're right. It is actually quite intriguing, and it will come down to how much it costs. Because, okay, I can tell you this, because although, you know, I'm not particularly into gadgets, I did, in a previous time, remember when they launched those masks that had a little fan in them? I think it was 3M or something, I can't remember. I had one of those. It made a difference.
It made a difference? It did.
It made a difference as far as my comfort level was concerned, you know, with rebreathing my own dispelled air. That little
that
fan made a difference. So if it's kind of like all along the same lines, I mean, assuming a different price point, but if the price point isn't so ridiculous, I would consider buying a mask like that.
Yeah, no, as long as it makes a difference, because remember, now wearing a mask is a daily thing.
Yes.
For many people.
For everyone.
They put on the whole day long. For everyone, we all wear it at different frequencies.
Right.
There's some people who wear it the whole darn day.
Right.
If it makes a difference, hey, it might be worth paying for.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't have very much time to introduce us to anything else. Very quickly, let me ask you this. Samsung has got some kind of gadget as well.
The Samsung Jet. This is a vacuum cleaner. So vacuum cleaners. So a bunch of vacuum cleaners. Samsung's got one. Dyson's got one. But actually, sorry, can I give you a quick update? Three things actually today on this Friday, November the 6th. Three things.
Mm-hmm.
Realme, this Chinese brand, has launched a phone, the C15, that besides having a 6,000 mAh battery, that's a huge battery with quick charge, 6.5-inch screen, a quad camera, that's four cameras, right? 229 for that spec, $229 for that. I haven't tested it yet. They just announced it.
I know, I saw the press release and started laughing because I figured at some point you were going to bring it up. I didn't expect it to be today.
229, okay? So 229 for what? A giant battery, four cameras, a 6.5-inch screen. Well, we'll talk about this more. I'll see if I can get a review unit to see if it really lasts as long as they say, what, 48 days standby or something like that. We'll see. But for $229, okay? Now, Razer is known for doing gaming, but they launched their Razer Book 13, sort of a general-purpose laptop, $1,899 for the Core i5 model, $2,599 for the Core i7. So this is Razer, but it's not the gaming laptop. It's a small, light productivity laptop. Interesting. We'll see if we can talk more about that in coming days. And Apple, today, November 6th, marks the pre-order start for the iPhone 12 mini and the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Those are the smallest and the largest iPhone 12 models, respectively. And it starts today at, you know, the Apple Store as well as the telcos, you know, StarHub, you know, M1, Singtel.
Yep. All right. You heard that first here on Money FM 89.3's Inspector Gadget. So if you absolutely have to get your hands on the biggest or smallest iPhone 12, you can pre-order. Is it?
No, yes, pre-order
from now. So go ahead and have fun with that. All right, Christopher, thank you so much for that. I have no idea what you're going to be introducing us to next week, but it should be good fun. This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor at the Business Times.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.